Exodus, Chapter 25. Sojourning in a Strange Land. 1. What question did Abraham ask on one occasion when the Lord repeated the promise to him? And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? Genesis 15 verse 8 2. What did the Lord say in reply? And he said unto him, Take me a heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. 3. What did Abraham do? And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another, but the birds he divided not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. 4. What happened when the sun was going down? And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. 5. In this vision, what did the Lord say to Abraham? And he said unto Abram, Know of a surety that your seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them. 6. How long were his seed to be strangers in a strange land? And they shall afflict them 400 years. 7. When the time was expired, what was to be done? And also that nation, whom they shall serve, will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. 8. What was the name of the land which they were to have as their own? And I will give unto you, and to your seed after you, the land wherein you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. 9. Why could Abraham not at once take possession of it? But in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. 10. When the Lord did at last deliver the Israelites from bondage, what did he say to them? And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shall you say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagles' wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel. 11. What did he say they should be? And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel. Exodus 19 verse 6 12. In making this promise, what was the Lord doing? For you are a holy people unto the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, has the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen, from the hand of Pharaoh king of Egypt. 13. Then with what is the parallel? 14. What was the condition of the promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? 15. And what was the condition of this promise to the Jews? Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Notes. And he said unto Abram, Know of a surety that your seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. The student must not get the idea that this refers solely to the bondage in Egypt, for Paul tells us that from the announcement of the promise to Abraham until the giving of the law at Sinai was but 430 years. This 430 years is thus computed, from the giving of the promise until the birth of Isaac, 25 years, from the birth of Isaac until the birth of Jacob, 60 years, from the birth of Jacob until the going down into Egypt, 130 years, making 215 years from the giving of the promise until the beginning of the sojourn in Egypt. And Josephus says that 215 years was the length of that sojourn. Thus the 430 years are accounted for. The text under consideration, however, is more difficult. It is evident from the text, and also its parallel, that the 400 years sojourn ends at the same time as the 430 years sojourn, viz., at the deliverance from Egypt. Then the 400 years of affliction must have begun 30 years after the giving of the promise. Dr. Clark and others say that the mocking Ishmael when Isaac was weaned, called persecution by Paul, marks the beginning of the 400 years. Isaac was born 25 years after the promise, and the age of weaning is placed at about 5 years, thus making the 30 years from the promise. This is certainly not inconsistent, for if Abraham's seed was to be afflicted 400 years, we would expect that persecution to begin with Isaac. The only difficulty remaining is to show the harmony of these texts, which speak of the children of Israel as sojourning 430 years. But Dr. Horn says that the text, according to the ancient Samaritan Pentateuch, should read thus: Now the sojourning of the children of Israel, and their fathers, which they sojourned in the land of Canaan and in the land of Egypt, was 430 years. This rendering, which is confirmed by the Alexandrian manuscript of the Septuagint, makes perfect harmony. We learn that when the Lord brought the Israelites out of Egypt and made the promise, it was simply in keeping with the promise made to their fathers. The fact that the conditions of the two promises were the same harmonizes with this statement. E.J. Wagoner.